And privilege for me, my husband, for the mission of Hungary to welcome His Excellency the Secretary General of the United Nations and his wife, Madame Ban. Thank you very much for gracing our event. It is, of course, a very special day. Many of you I've seen today in the United Nations on the International Holocaust Day. As you know, this is also very special for us because for a year, Hungary has the presidency of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. So it's a great privilege for me to welcome, on behalf of the Hungarian government, the Minister of State in the Prime Minister office, who is the chair of the Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, and Secretary of State for European Affairs, His Excellency Szabolcs Takács.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Secretary General, Madame Ban, esteemed guests, Holocaust survivors, family members, distinguished ambassadors, ladies and gentlemen, Madame Ambassador. I'm very pleased, very honored, of course, to deliver a short speech to you before the concert that the Hungarian Permanent Mission to the UN organized. Mr. Secretary General, we are extremely and profoundly honored by your attention, by your presence. This is a very good and very positive message, I think, also to this very important day that we remember today. It was the United Nations which in 2005 decided that January 27th, the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau, will be dedicated as the International and Global Remembrance Day for the Holocaust. And as I said in the morning in my speech, which I'm very honored to have been able to deliver at the General Assembly, both the United Nations and the organization that Hungary is so proud to chair this year, the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, was a result of the Second World War. Because what happened during the Second World War, what happened during the Holocaust, was the end of civilization. It completely changed the course of history. And we are fully convinced that we have to do everything together internationally to eradicate the causes that led to the Holocaust. And to do that, we have to be able to discover the complete, comprehensive truth, what has happened. The truth, nothing but the truth, and only the truth. IRA is an organization which was formed more than 50 years after the end of the Second World War. And my country, like other countries in our region in Central Eastern Europe, was in a very difficult and special situation